When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Juneteenth holiday edition and happy Father's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner, and that'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and you can check out all the great stories and photos and things I post about animals during the weekend. It's like 98% positive. Every once in a while, there's a recall or something we need to know about. Right now, there's no recalls that I had to post this week, so we're good there. It's just all good stuff. And if you didn't see the golden retriever that's cleaning up the neighborhood, it's a very, very cute post, Nathan, on Facebook. Guy went out and was doing a good deed and was cleaning up his neighborhood, you know, and collecting trash. And so his dog, started copying the behavior because, you know, dogs are monkey see, monkey do models, and brought him an old plastic bottle, and the guy gave him a treat. Well, in no time, the dog was cleaning up the neighborhood, and it's just an incredible photograph that's posted on, you can find it at Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and this golden retriever went around and collected all the junk and the plastic from the whole neighborhood because, you know, his dad was giving him a treat. So, of course, it was a golden retriever, and who knows, they're garbage men, too. So you might want to catch that cute story along with the traveling kitty. That was a good story too. It is June 19th, and I think it is officially today. Actually, Juneteenth is June 19th, but it's going to be officially celebrated tomorrow. I've heard a lot of people referring to it as Freedom Day. And so that'll be celebrated tomorrow. And of course, today it's Happy Father's Day. And of course, we wish Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there. But we also kind of, because it's Animal World, we skew towards the animal world of Happy Father's Day. And so like Nathan, you would qualify because you're like a father figure for your Abby. Mm-hmm. So Happy Father's Day, Nathan.
Thank you, Martha. And I want to throw another holiday into the mix, too, just because have such a potpourri of holidays going on. Today is National Garfield the Cat Day.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Garfield has been around a long time. Mm-hmm. I think most everybody knows who Garfield is, I think. So it's National Garfield Day. Well, okay.
He was my favorite cat growing up. Because I couldn't have a cat.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you who everybody's here. And of course, the male in the room, our male energy is provided by Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan. And the female chiming in, of course, would be our resident medium communicator and personal awareness coach, Natasha Venter, is here for the show. Good morning.
Hello.
Natasha.
Good morning.
So we're all here now. Well, we actually technically are not all here because unless you've been on another planet, you should know by now that southbound 405, you know, the big highway that goes through Bellevue and right around where our studios are in the Factoria area, is completely shut down.
And northbound too.
Oh, well, the whole freeway's shut down. The construction's going on southbound because they're removing the Main Street Bridge, but it is completely closed down and has been since Friday night sometime. It's supposed to open again early tomorrow, Monday morning. But my goodness, I was out working yesterday. Fortunately, I didn't schedule myself to work anywhere in the area, although I can't say that I did that consciously. I just was grateful that the schedule had worked out when it did. So I was up in Marysville. And so I got to stay completely away, you know, driving to and from my session. But Nathan, you are in the, you work, you know, at the station through over the weekend, right? So mm-hmm. You were there yesterday. And you, from our studio, if we're there, we have a bird's eye view of the 405 and I-90 interchange. And so the freeway is closed down just slightly north of your location, Nathan. And I bet yesterday it was a big parking lot because all of the cars have to exit northbound and southbound in the Bellevue area. Was the freeway, was it pretty crazy down there yesterday?
Oh, it was just like you said, a parking lot. I was looking outside. It was probably around maybe 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning is when things really started to really get jam-packed up there. Right now, looking out, it's smooth. So if you're on 405, you get a little bit of a window to make it all the way up to 8th Street and then get off the freeway there. But in a couple hours, it's going to be a lot different. I was looking outside the window and I saw a car going over the I-90 overpass, well, a Packer, I should say, filled with cars. And I just kind of tracked it as it was going along. It took it about 10 minutes to go across the overpass. So wow. You're going to be stuck there a long time if you don't take the advice of the signs and get off early.
Yeah. So you don't want to. So what I had figured, and the reason that Natasha and I are both zooming in, because I figured that, you know, as early as we come into the studio to do this show on Sundays, we would be able to get there. Okay. Now we'd have to do a detour. We couldn't take our necessarily normal route right mm-hmm. down in the area here. We'd have to bypass that, but that can be done. And I'm sure we would have been able to get there. But the problem would have been us getting out of there and getting home, because the closure is between you and the north where both of us have to go. So we just decided to take the advice of all of the traffic people and stay out of the area. Do not travel in the area if you don't have to. So we are minding that advice and zooming in from home. And from what you said, Nathan, and what it looked like yesterday, by 10 in the morning, I think we've made a good decision, and we're happy that we stayed home. Well, and also it's Father's Day today, and so Natasha, you wanted to stay home because you have a husband, so you have an official celebrating to do today.
Yes, and I have not really seen him for the last 2 weeks after our trip, so I'm kind of like wanting to just honor him as the man that he's grown into be.
So, well, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
So you have something special planned, or are you hanging out together?
Making a good dinner and that love, you know, just showing him the appreciation. He's done a lot of a remarkable shifting from being the alcoholic man to being a wonderful man who is just a blessing. He's
wonderful.
He's turned out to be a wonderful. He's celebrating 10 years, so it's that whole wonderful. Big picture of immersion of being who he is.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm forever grateful. It's been a walk, though. It has not been. Sometimes it's been a rough dance, but it's been a walk.
Well, you know, I mean, working, keeping relationships in good shape is hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And but it obviously sounds like you guys have put in the work, so that's great.
I use the word Yeah, I use the word I'm walking a miracle, but when you walk a miracle, you have to keep it going. So you have to keep it, you know, you have to do the things of integrity and kindness and perseverance and sometimes walking away and, and those things to keep it a walking miracle.
Well, it sounds like you've mastered that well because you've been married for a while and you're saying that things are getting better. That's really good.
I think it will be this year was 31 years.
That you've been, you're married?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know that we've ever talked about on the air, but you have a family, do you and your husband have kids?
I have 2.5. I have a stepson and two of my own. So we have three total together.
Okay. Living at home or out of the nest?
The youngest is turning 25 in a couple weeks.
So out of the nest.
Everybody. Out of the nest.
All right.
One lives in New Mexico and others live in the area here.
All right. All right.
And I have one grandson.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And I'm looking out my window. I got to tell you guys, I don't know. Is anybody tired of the rain? Man. I mean, I should start this off. I mean, I've already decided that what I've got going on is better than triple digits and, you know, being in the major heat wave and heat dome that's going on in most of the rest of the country. But, you know, it is so soggy because we're having, you know, I mean, well, what is it? It's the 19th of June. Spring hasn't even arrived yet. And we're going to be talking about the summer solstice happening in a couple of days. It's just crazy. It has been so cold and so wet. And I'm looking at, it's not actually raining at the moment, but my hummingbird feeders are raining and the roof is raining and the trees are raining. So it's still dripping off of everything. So that means it's only been a little while since it was actively raining. And gosh, you know, I've got something going on that I've never seen before. I think, was it last week, Nathan, I was probably talking about it was snowing out at my house because of the cottonwood. It's cottonwood seeding season. And I happen to have, you know, some really huge, like 150-foot cottonwood trees around my property. So when it snows and the cottonwoods dump seeds, we sort of get buried here. And I was hopeful with the rain that maybe it would rain most of the cottonwood away. And it did a few times during the snowing period from the cottonwoods this last couple of weeks. But it was dry enough in between that, you know, got all the cottonwood seeds and they kind of blow together and then they kind of berm up around the perimeter of the house in the wind. And it looks like snowdrifts. Well, I had to laugh yesterday because I'm out and right outside my window here is my front patio right in front of the house and it's concrete. And that's one place where the cottonwood berms up around the edge as it blows up against the house. And I always wait until after cottonwood season is over before I do the whole spring cleaning, you know, on the patio and clean all that out. So, and then with all the rain we've had, a lot of that cottonwood seed just kind of rained down and smooshed onto the concrete. Well, apparently it got warm enough in the last couple of days. So I went out there yesterday and the cottonwood, it's so wet. There's a lot of the patio that hasn't dried out at all. And so the cottonwood is seeding and sprouting. And I have the craziest looking thing. I have a blanket of baby of cottonwood all over my concrete patio. I mean, it is so wet and staying so wet that the cottonwood is seeding in the on top of the concrete, you know, like kind of on top of the concrete in the moss that's still there because we haven't done the spring cleaning yet because it hasn't dried up enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just goofy. I have cottonwood growing in my moss on the concrete. It's like, come on. So, you know, I think we really, there would be a better way to kind of balance this out, and that we take a little bit of that heat up here to our area so we can dry out and get some sun, and we send some of our coolness and rain down south. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a much better idea to me.
I would think so, considering that last year at this time, I was wearing a hat at school when I was doing recess duty because I was getting sunburnt in April. And
so you needed shade.
So we were having that kind of spring last year. That's why it seems, I think, so wet this year, because we had such a dry summer or dry spring last year. So we haven't hit the fine line. But I asked Mother Earth, you know, what is, she said it's going to be about a five more year cycle, including this one.
Five more years
kind of
what,
being
rain?
A little bit wonky. Being a little wonky. She's doing a lot of
weather-wise, you mean?
What's that?
Weather-wise, it's going to be wonky for another 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then what happens?
She cannot give me a prediction after the 5 years, but she says it's going to be a little wonky like this for about five more years.
Well, that's interesting. Nathan, is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Is the sun coming back out?
Not until later this week. We'll see it appear for, you know, spots. We'll have partly sunny days during the week, but looking at Saturday, of course, it's a long shot and you never know with Seattle, but it's saying sunny skies on Saturday, so we might be in for a pretty nice weekend ahead of us for next weekend.
All right. And that would be, you know, like the last weekend of June before we move into 4th of July. I was kind of chuckling again when listening to Red Robin when we started the show, because there's a line in there that has something about, you know, thinking about what you were as a kid. And it occurred to me that right about now when I was a kid, school would have gotten out. And usually the weather pattern seemed to be when I was in, you know, like grade school, junior high, high school, and that whole period of time, that the weather would start, summer would start to show up. Spring would get going and summer would start to show up like the last week of school. And the weather would start to get nice. And then school would let out and the weather would just tank. And it would be gray and drizzly for most of the rest of June. And we never really could count on good sunny weather until the 4th of July. So maybe we're just getting back to that pattern and I've forgotten what it was like.
We never know, because Mother Nature's in charge, I guess.
Yep. Okie dokie then. So let us go ahead and perhaps we should officially start the show. What do you think? I can't see what you've got timing wise, but I think we have time before we take care of advertisers. Let's go ahead and officially start the show. If you haven't figured it out, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha Venter. And you will be, we've got open phone lines throughout the show, and would love to hear from you with your questions for either one of us, or if you would like a personal reading with Natasha. She is here and would love to serve you in that regard. And gosh, we have some things to talk about with Natasha too. She's got a new class coming up, which sounds really great. So we'll get into the details of that. If you want a sneak peek, you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events, because we have the class. We should have class up there. At any rate, we'll be chatting about that as the show goes on, and a few things to follow up with here, and of course we'll get an astrological report. I know enough to know that the solstice is coming up on Tuesday, and there's a lot of stuff going on, but Tasha knows more about it than I do, so we'll see what she can share. If you haven't been with us before, I start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers, And then we got a whole pile of affirmations that we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. So this part of the show and whether or not you participate with me is voluntary. So you can pray along with me or not, and you can do the affirmations with me or not. Completely up to you. It is not like the exercise and dancing portion of the show. We do that at 10 and 11 and get up and move to the love train and sense the love and light all around the planet, and dancing is required. So, but this time you can opt out if you wish. So I'm going to get started here. First prayer is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. That is our prayer section, and now we've got our affirmations. And I have a bunch in this first group of affirmations. Most are come from some of our animal world family of folks here. Actually, the first one here is one that I personally feel is very powerful and use myself. Start every day with this one. And boy, do I find it has shifted the energy and makes a huge difference in my life. And you are welcome to use these two, as I know many of you do. So I say each one of them out loud three times. And you can say them out loud with me or silently or not at all. Up to you. Here we go with affirmation number one. And this one we do for ourselves. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Affirmation number two is actually comes from Linda Rasmussen at Vertical Energy Worldwide, our best practitioner. She and Dr. Nels were in last week. And you know from listening to her that when she does a session for someone that she gives you an affirmation. And just that's how we found out about this affirmation. It's so powerful. We do it now as a group. And boy, it shifted things in my life. I hope it does in yours too. And if you aren't doing it on a regular basis, now would be a great time to start. Here comes affirmation number two. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty, then. This next one is from Ananda Institute from the Italy division. And I love it because I use it every day because it gives me a great frame of mind to keep health and well-being in mind. And it's a great one to use before you go out in the world. So you go out with a sharing health and well-being. All right. So this one we do for ourselves and our group. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health and strength. Flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. And now, and I keep forgetting to mention this but do you know you can do affirmations for your animal friends? I do these affirmations, this very affirmation. I do this for my animals, for my Robbie and my Buzzy and my Sophie. I do these affirmations for them too when I'm doing in the morning for me. So keep that in mind. You can do affirmations for your family, for your friends, for your animals. Alrighty. Now, this next one I also find very helpful. And this one comes from Natasha, helping us align with and be okay with what's going on. So here we go, three times on this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then to conclude this group of affirmations, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All right. And then we conclude with the Ananda Spirituals Warriors of Light affirmation. This is also really important right now with everything going on this planet. So as we do this one, send that love and light all over the world. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. We are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And without being too far off schedule, let's go ahead and take care of advertisers. And then I've got to tell you something wonderful that we've got going on down here around the radio station and stuff. You can participate and benefits Ukraine. So I'll tell you about that when we come back. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And speaking of who was here last week, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And of course, you can reach him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. And he's our wonderful neuroenergetic balancer, has the great Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself program at home. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you'd like to find out if he can help your animal friends, all you got to do is go to healingministryforanimals.com and click on the contact link, fill out the little form and say, hey, I want to talk. He'll give you a call. Alrighty then. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So we've got great rates and you get links on the website and interview on the show. So it's a great thing to do. And we would love your support. So all you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, that's the address you can use if you want to email us during the show. It's animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Or you can just call me after the show, 360-217-7258. Alrighty then. Nathan reminded me I should tell you all that, of course, our wonderful call screener, Stacy Buck, is not in the studio today. And again, that you can blame it on 405 because Natasha and I couldn't get there and come into the studio. We didn't want Stacy to be all by herself down there. Well, you know, Nathan, but they aren't close to each other anyway. So we gave Stacy another Sunday off. So Stacy's at church. And that means Nathan's got double duty today. So not only is he got to keep everything going on the show, he also has to take care of the phone lines. So when you do call in, you'll know if Nathan answers the phone and just puts you on hold, you'll hear the radio show playing in your ear. So you'll, and then he'll get back to you when he can. Or you never know, you might get lucky and he'll just pick up and talk to you. And of course, phone calls take priority. So you can give us a call with your questions for me or Natasha, or a personal reading with Natasha. Local phone number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Okay. Now, I have to say, Nathan, I know I have, I've been doing the show here on KKNW. Well, I don't know, maybe I'm somewhere 18 to 20 years, somewhere in that range. And it's, I can't believe it. I mean, I'm on the better side of 30 years already, like 28 or something. Anyway, I've been a long time here and I've always appreciated this block of stations that we have. We're now Hubbard Radio, and we have five stations. Nathan, help me remember. See, because KKNW is our little AM station. Mm-hmm. That's where you are right now. But then we have Kixie, to another AM station that's been around a long time. We have
Moving 90. I can go down the list for you if you'd like. Yeah, Moving
92.5. Moving 92.5. And then we've got the Bull.
Mm-hmm. One of our more recent formats.
Right, because Bull with that, it was smooth jazz for like a decade or more.
Smooth jazz, then it became a kind of a contemporary pop station, sort of similar to Movin' 92.5 Click, 98.9 Click FM, and then we had the Rock, and now it's the Bull.
Oh, that's right. All right. And so we have all of those. Plus, then there's Warm. And, you know, Warm's kind of been an integral part of the radio in this area for a very long time. But I've appreciated the company because they do lots of really good, cool things. And there's something really neat going on right now that I get to tell you guys about. And that is Operation Teddy Bear Lift. So get this. Hubbard Radio Seattle, and along with some of their amazing corporate donors, is sending over 10,000 teddy bears to children displaced and orphaned due to the war in Ukraine. They're also raising money for the Ukraine Association of Washington State, which is using the funds, get this, to deliver neonatal incubators. It never even occurred to me that, you know, I mean, but there's got to be so many things that are needed, you know, in you know, war, but the incubators are badly needed following the destruction of so many of the medical facilities across the war-torn country. So the Teddy Bear Lift is going on as we speak. And if you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and then you click on current events, the link should be up at the top of the page about the Operation Teddy Bear Lift. And it's actually sponsored by and being run by Warm 106.9. So there'll be the link for that. And what we'd like you to do is donate to the cause. You know, for the prenatal incubators and so forth, or neonatal incubators, to help support this fund. And so there'll be a link for donation and all of that. So we'd like you to donate, forward the link for the post and share the link with as many as you can. The more money that we can come up with, the more incubators that can be provided. And I think you can see a photograph of the teddy bears all in the warehouse and stuff. But, you know, teddy bears can be comforting, and I bet the kids will appreciate them. So check it out. You want the link, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and you'll find all the details there. All righty. So Operation Teddy Bear. Looked like there was a lot. I mean, 10,000 teddy bears. That's a lot of teddy bears. All righty. So, Natasha is here. And how about we, since we were talking about the weather and she's already given us the wonderful intuitive news that maybe 5 more years of messed up weather but beyond that, she doesn't know. So, I guess. And we just have to see what happens and what the weather does from now on.
Yeah, knowing that because wonky can mean a little bit of bless. I mean, everything has blessings
good stuff
in
too.
It.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that we have magic wherever we're at. It's us having that perception. So
yeah. So it might mean that we have really nice weather when it's usually bad, or bad weather, which is usually nicer. Who knows? But the wonky weather, as Natasha so technically put it, is going to continue for the next 5 years. All right. So then we also have, you know, astrological stuff going on right now. It's felt to me like Mercury's still in retrograde with everything going on.
Oh, tell me about it. Yes.
Yeah. So we've got the solstice coming up. I think the official first day of summer it's Tuesday, right?
Yes. It's that like early morning. So it could be, depends on what time zone you're in, depends on when it pops in.
So what do we need to be aware of around the solstice and stuff?
Any solstice or equinox, there's always, I found in the last several years, big doorways for us. Mm-hmm. And our perception of those doorways is what can help us come into either the doom and gloom or we can come into more enlightenment, because there's going to be doom and gloom around us. There's, you know, the wars going on, gas prices, la-da-da-da-da. But at the same time, I can tell you that, like for me, working at the elementary school, I had, you know, some bad news in the morning, you know, first thing. And then all of a sudden I had a kid running across the playground, giving me a hug, you know, so it's all in what we look at, depends on if we sit with the the doom and gloom of it, or do we, you know, have those things that come to us with light and love keep us afloat? And when we're working with that, it does help us move through those big doorways. Our perception, you know, I even struggle sometimes with, well, this is coming into a bad place here. Oh, no, Natasha, cancel, clear, delete that. We're bringing in light and love into our lives. I'm bringing in abundance into my life. I'm bringing in cherishness and all those things to bring in those awarenesses so that we can move forward into that new doorway.
So most people could expect new things or new opportunities, or
new opportunities. Yes. New opportunities, because of the fact that we always have those opportunities in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's our perception, and these doorways awaken us to say, am I going to let that negative hold me down, or am I going to step forward? Am I going to push myself through that doorway to see that I have abundance in my life? Am I going to? And that's the thing that we got to work on, is that self-perception to walk into what's coming into our lives, interact with it, be prepared to be with it, because they're coming. It's coming.
That's why I like the affirmations can really, you know, get you in the right, you know, positive frame of mind. And of course, what I'm always harping on is, you know, what I learned early on in my spiritual path is, you know, how powerfully creative we are with our minds. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. Well, this concept lies behind what Natasha is saying. If you choose to focus your mind on all the negative stuff and you go into the fear and the worry, well, not only do you attract to yourself what you fear and worry, but you also help create that. So it's really important, and that's where the affirmations can be so helpful in shifting your perception and thoughts. If you focus on the good stuff, that's what you start creating and bring mm-hmm. into your mind. So the power of positive thinking is really, really important to remember, because you can make tremendous shifts in your life by changing what you think about, where you put your mental energy.
Exactly.
It makes a huge difference.
And I'll give an example. Like for me, I'm honoring the gas prices. I live up north. So like for me to come down south to you, it's a tank of gas for me, and or pretty much one. So I was like, okay, how am I wanting to do these things that really bring in these moments for me? I love being on the radio. I love doing sessions. I love doing those things. So what did I end up doing? Well, I asked the universe, how can I negotiate through these gas prices and do what I love to do? Well, here
stay
it
home
is.
And Zoom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That it was Father's Day. Everything kind of synchronized up to do my better for me. And that's the thing is that when I ask the universe, how can I negotiate with this? Usually they lay out some gifts, but it was me being aware enough to see that, oh, thank you. I'm grateful for this moment that you just gave me.
Yeah. And a lot of times you can shift your perception depending on how you look at something.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could say, oh, you know, I mean, gas prices are so high and all of that, which is true when they are for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the bigger picture, I mean, what's going on with gas prices and with inflation, with all of that, is not just our problem. This is a global issue.
It
has to do with, you know, the war and you know, all the gas and oil is tied up with all of that stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on, but this isn't just happening in this country. So it's not just what's going on here. It's a global thing. And if you look at what gas prices are and what's going on in other parts of the world, oh my gosh, you know, you'd fall over. I mean, we're handling the inflation better, our economy is better, our prices are better, we're doing better than everybody else. So it's what we're kind of, you know, our the mass consciousness right now in the country is going more towards the negative and how bad everything is, without realizing that, you know, it's a global thing And it's all kind of relative. And we really are doing better than any place else. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we always have to remember this too shall pass. But it really, I was really shocked when I was first really starting to become aware of, well, what's going on in the other parts of the world? It isn't as bad as it is here.
Exactly. And that's another thing we're working on is there's two planets that are in retrograde right now. So Neptune and Saturn. Well, Saturn is about boundaries and limitations. So going with what the solstice is about, what are our own boundaries and limitations that we're putting on ourselves? What are those little secret things that we keep sabotaging ourselves with so that we cannot move forward, that we're struggling with boundaries, let's say, that either we're taking on too much, which makes it so that we cannot take care of ourselves and do better in our lives, or we are having too many boundaries. Oh, I can't spend money on gas. I can't go out. I can't do this. I can't do that. You know, it's like, there's a lot of boundaries that we can put on that are too restrictive. So then we limit ourselves. And then Saturn or Neptune is about illusions and uncertainty. So with that, we can put on the illusion that, oh, I can't do things. Well, have you decided that call up a couple friends and carpool and each spend a few minutes, you know, put in a $5 gas, you know, $10 gas to spread out the wealth and go have lunch with friends? You know, and so there's those fine lines between what illusions are we putting on ourselves? What uncertainty are we putting in so that we don't, you know, we cannot move forward? There's those problems that we do with putting ourselves in the, we go into old habits and old uncertainties, which help us to stay where we're at. So move forward. Right. Let ourselves go forward.
Yep. And all right. So we need to get ourselves back on schedule here.
Sorry. I like to talk about these things.
Yeah. Yeah. And we needed to kind of wrap up, you know, and kind of know what we're dealing with. And mm-hmm. So appreciate all of that. But we got to make Nathan happy here and get back on schedule. So we'll take care of our advertisers. But I also got distracted and forgot to remind you that, you know, if you're the parents of animals, friends, if you have animal friends in your house, well, then, you know, for the animal dads out there, you have animals. If you don't have a human partner or to shop for your animals want to honor you on Father's Day. So Nathan, that means if nobody in your family is shopping for Abby, you get to go shop for yourself. So get yourself a nice little Dad's Day present and then tell Abby what she got you. She'll be really happy and she'll wiggle all over and say, oh, I'm so happy I got that for you. So anyway,
Another fun little thing I saw is that you take your dog to the pet store and then or cat or whatever, and if they touch something, you buy it.
So
you can almost let them pick out like their little gifts too.
Well, except that you don't want to take them to the pet store to pick out a gift for you, or but you know, sometimes they'll do that because they know that that like chasing playing with a toy makes them feel good. So you're feeling bad, they'll bring you their favorite toy because they know it makes them feel good. So they're trying to make you feel good. Anyway, never mind. All right. So we are going to take care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. Animal world continues. And I got to have Natasha check in on the bird situation here. So we will get back to all of the stuff we're going to cover today straight ahead. Just pay attention, support our advertisers, and Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and happy Juneteenth holiday weekend and happy Father's Day. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com, and they make great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins that come, NuPro Nuggets, and the dog supplements, phenomenal. Natasha's got her dog on it, and Nathan's dog is on it, and Robbie takes it. It's absolutely great stuff. So check them out, and you can find all the products on the website. You can find them often at many pet stores, and they have some of the NuPro products on the shelves where I shop, or you can just go to NuProSupplements.com, N-U-P-S and Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And of course, our premier sound healer of the area, Jude Ponton, is back at work at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. You can see her in person for chiropractic acupuncture, but she specializes in acutonics and sound healing. Oh, and it is absolutely phenomenal. And she can work with you in person or remotely. All you have to do is give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty. Let's see then. I think that covers the bases for our advertisers. And I have to tell you, Natasha and Nathan, and Stacy's not here, but we haven't had much. Stacy and I haven't had a lot to text about recently, because I have to tell you that there's no good TV, animal TV for what we like to watch on these days. So Saturday evenings, we're not doing a lot of animal stuff. I'm not into the river monsters and all the things that are airing on Animal Planet right now. So I can't wait till we get back to pit bulls and parolees and Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, I'd love them to bring Jackson Galaxy back and My Cat from Hell. That was a phenomenal show. The Amanda rescue. We haven't heard from her for a while.
Oh, so, I know. She was really good.
And she's in our state.
Those animals that had such big hearts, they just didn't have the bodies that can work with what they wanted.
Yeah, she specializes in all those special needs. Dogs and she's in the state of Washington, so I'm looking forward to that show. I think I remember Stacy telling us a few weeks ago that Amanda had posted that they were filming, so there'll be a new season starting sometime. I'm kind of expecting to see the pit bulls and parolees start happening again, because I know that they've been filming too. So anyway, there'll be better animal TV coming along. They're just, for my taste, nothing happening right now. All right, so Natasha, I need to check in on my birds. Now, the first thing is, the Juncos have, had built a nest in my fuchsia basket again this year. So for the first time in 3 years, I haven't had babies in the basket, but I had babies in the basket and they laid 4 eggs. And I'm delighted to say that all 4 babies hatched. And I think that's where we were last week. I had hatched babies, all 4. And then there's always a question, because there is Mother Nature at work, on the survival of the fittest. Mm-hmm. So sometimes only the mouths that really stick up get fed. And, sometimes they don't all survive. But I'm delighted to say that all 4 eggs hatched and all 4 babies got fed and they all grew up and they fledged last week. So the babies took off for a new life. Midweek.
Congratulations. What a magical thing to witness.
Oh, it is just, it's so special. And so the nest is empty. Now, I think 1 year, Natasha, and all the years I've been here and I've had babies in the basket, 1 year the Juncos came back and did a second batch. They laid eggs again. Now, I'm assuming because this year is so cold and the weather's so bad and things aren't happening as early as they mm-hmm. normally do, everything's late. I'm assuming there's not going to be a second batch of Juncos this year, but could you tune into that? Do you see them laying any more eggs or having?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I think that the way that I'm feeling is that things are in the moment of negotiating what's in front of them. And this is not a very prosperous year. Now, fruit, like our peaches, they're going to be probably really juicy because the ground's been watered enough. But yet some things aren't going to have that balance of.
I know one of my favorite fruits at this time of year, it would be the cherries.
Yes.
The red cherries and Bing cherries. Oh, I love, 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 love. And so I OD on cherries at this time of year. But they're just starting to come in, and the cherry season got all messed up with
they
this.
They would. And when we get a lot of rain, they start to split too. So they're, it's an interesting thing that we're going to be doing with fruit, because like our peaches might be really juicy, but if we don't get some sun, they won't get ripe enough. So
right. There's
that fine line. I do feel like, though, we're going to be getting some sun and things are going to be kind of getting back into normalish summer. But yet it's going to be probably a little bit more rainier than what we hope for longer.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to check in on, my Hummers we might have to pick this up on the other side. I don't know if you heard that we did have a miracle. The little bird with the tongue.
Yes.
We had a miracle,
I'm grateful
Natasha.
I was wrong on that.
We had a miracle. Well, as Dr. Neil said last week, he gave up, but he said Martha wouldn't let me. She pulled me back in and made me check in again. And lo and behold, but anyway, it was the funniest thing, because she did start to deteriorate. The tongue came out a full inch and a half and started bending up on itself, and she was mm-hmm. having trouble and it was getting worse. And then, but a little piece of it sort of came off, I think. And And that's when I called Nails back in and said, things are shifting. I want you to start working on her again. We did. And then all of a sudden it shifted and the tongue healed and it went back in. And then she was the funniest thing, said she'd play with her tongue. She'd go and then she'd go out and go, and I mean, wouldn't you, if you had a tongue for your whole life that didn't work and
exactly.
It all of a sudden it worked, wouldn't you play with your tongue? Well, she'd sit here and play with her tongue. It was just hysterical.
Oh, how cute.
And yeah. So now Vanessa had plenty of time. She's recovered and now she's functioning like a normal bird and so forth. But you know, the really wonderful news of all of this is we had a miracle and the little hummingbird.
I love it when miracles can happen.
I'm going to have to shift gears and get us ready for the love train. But when we come back, things are shifting in my hummingbird population and I think the roofies are taking over anyway. So I want to talk to you about that. But right now we're going to close out hour number one. And that means, hey, hoo hoo, Nathan's going to let out the love train. And this is our exercise portion of the show because we all got so static over the lockdowns and all of that. And I've got pants that don't fit. So we need to get up and move and get our juices flowing. So this is our exercise for the day. And we know from Diane's chiropractor that dancing at home is a really good thing to do. So this is for your health and well-being. And guess what? Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up on your feet and join us on the love train because we're going to cruise through your house and pick you up. And then we're sending the love and light all over the planet. Remember Ukraine. And let's see, peace and all of that. So I energized the love train up with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, a body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk. Oh, Natasha's already dancing. Right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.